Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% righteousness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, what's up, DJ Envy?
Charlamagne will be here in a second, and it's Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday is here, and I'm tired as a mother effer.
Oh, are ya?
Yes.
How tired are they?
Tired. I had sex last night at 1:30 in the morning.
So you are a mother effer.
Yeah. Well, shut up. But yes, but I did have sex at late last night. My wife got home. She had to get her hair done and nails done.
Yeah, I think this is TMI.
And when she got home, I just wanted some. And now it was too late. I knew I shouldn't have did it because I was like, I'm going to be tired in the morning. Because you just can't give her no halfway tired penis. So you got to give her like the full. And I went fully in. And now I'm tired.
This is a terrible way for me to have to start my Friday.
Hey, Charlamagne.
Hey,
I was just telling everybody I had sex last night at 1:30 in the morning, and I'm tired now, man.
You ain't got no legs.
I ain't got no
40.
Legs. Yes, I am.
I know how that goes.
I ain't got no legs.
I went to the mall yesterday.
Yeah, you was shopping.
I'm tired.
You were tired walking around.
I was doing some retail therapy.
The retail therapy?
Never mind.
I forgot
we was a national syndicated radio show. I was about to tell New York City that Henry Hudson is all messed up. But so salute to everybody in Houston. You don't know what the Henry Hudson Parkway is.
But somebody out there will probably know.
You know, Friday is a bad traffic day because I had a hard time driving. I don't know what was going on, but I don't know why Friday is the worst out of every day of the week.
Well, usually people try to cut out a little early or get to work early
Not
so they can leave early.
Early.
Yeah, they get to work early so they can leave early and have like a longer weekend, it feels like. So a lot of people do that on Friday, especially in the summertime.
It feels like there are a lot of trucks out this morning, though, mm-hmm. And that always backs me up.
I started to jack my wife's pregnancy pillow. She got this bomb-ass pregnancy pillow that's like a full-body pillow. And it was just laying on the bed looking mad comfortable, so I laid on it for a split second. I got to give you one of these my damn self.
You want to be a little pregnant woman, don't you?
Yo,
you want to be a little
drop
pregnant
one of the clues
woman.
Bombs for pregnancy pillows, damn it.
You want to be a little pregnant
pregnancy pillows
damn,
are comfortable as hell. If your wife got a pregnancy pillow, my brothers, just lay on it for 1 second. That 1 second going to turn into 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and she might walk in the room and tell you, if you don't get your ass off my pregnancy pillow.
You want to try the pills next? Is that what you want to try?
What's a pregnancy pill?
I ain't got no morning sickness.
They have pills for being pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah, when you got morning sickness and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
or when you just
know.
Get sick,
you know,
period.
I've never been pregnant, so.
Well.
I don't know what that's like.
Tell your boyfriend take the condom off.
No.
She said no. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. G Herbo will be joining us this morning.
He yes, just sir. Had a baby.
He did. That's
His
right.
First.
He's from the Chi-Town, Chicago. They love him underground. The kids love G Herbo. So we'll talk to G Herbo. I actually seen him at Trade Day last weekend out in Houston, and he killed it. So we'll kick it with him. And we got some front page news. G, what are we talking about?
Yes, we are going to talk about Papa John suing Papa John's.
What?
Hey.
Papa John is a real person?
Yeah,
he's a real person. He's suing his own. He's
John
suing himself.
Schnatter
all right,
is his name.
But we'll find out all about that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yeah.
Drop with a clue bomb for Bardi B. Mama Bardi. All right, Lord, she's taking some time off. She's not going on Bruno Mars tour.
We'll
talk about that in rumors.
Okay.
Thank you.
I thought you wanted to be a bad chick so bad.
Let's get just a quick mention. Damn, like she don't want to go on. She's not going on tour with Bruno Mars. She's going to stay home with the baby. How about that?
All right, well, let's get some front page news.
Y'all breaking news.
We ain't breaking no news. That's your job.
Broke the news. He's breaking news.
Let's talk about Papa John's suing Papa John's.
John Schnatter, who is the founder of pizza chain Papa John's, is now suing Papa John's Pizza.
Isn't he suing himself then?
Well, he actually stepped down. He stepped away from the company, and that's all because he admitted using the N-word on a conference call with the marketing firm. But he said the firm asked if he was racist, and he used the N-word in describing how Colonel Sanders from KFC used to talk. So he said he told the firm he himself wouldn't ever use that word. The company asked him to resign as chairman of the board. He did. And he does remain on the board as a director. He owns 29% of Papa John's stock. But he said he does regret stepping away from the company. And he said the board didn't do any investigation and said his decision to remove him as chairman was based on rumor and innuendo.
Oh, number one, Papa John's pizza been trash. And number two, he got me thinking, how old is he that he knew Colonel Sanders? Because in my mind, Colonel Sanders old as hell.
Well, he probably knows the history of KFC.
I don't think he knows the actual Colonel Sanders. What else we got, E?
All right, now let's talk about the Georgia cops. Remember the ones who arrested a woman after using the coin flip app to decide whether or not to let her go or arrest her? Here's a little refresher of what happened.
A head, R tail.
Okay.
This is tail, right?
Yeah, so really.
23.
Michael Jordan? So got too fast for... Let me write this down.
Too fast for conditions.
Reckless?
Yeah, you can do reckless and then speeding.
So Courtney Brown and Christy Wilson were involved in that traffic stop, and they have been fired. They said state officers should serve the public in a kind, considerate, and patient manner and should refrain from conduct that destroys public respect for the officer or the department.
I just like the fact that when they saw the number 23, they thought of Michael Jordan. Drop on a clue bomb for MJ, damn it.
It's crazy that officers can kill unarmed people and still have their job, but you can get fired for using the coin flip.
I'm all for them getting fired for any injustice that they commit. That's an injustice, too. So if they got fired for that, I'll take that.
Right, absolutely. But I'm saying, what about all these other officers that still have their jobs?
Hey, man, we got to get the wins where we can.
All right.
That's it?
And, you have time for more?
Yeah, you got one more.
All right. And President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, said he's willing to testify that Trump was aware of that infamous June 26th meeting with Russian operatives, the one that he said he didn't have any idea about, didn't know anything about the meeting. He said no one told him about it. Now, the source says that Cohen says Trump knew and approved of the meeting where the Russians offered, quote, dirt on then-candidate Hillary Clinton before the election.
Oh, this movie's getting good. Mm-hmm. If the movies are the way I think that they are, somebody about to disappear.
Right? Somebody's out of here.
Somebody about to vanish.
Now, Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said that Cohen was not credible. They said he's been lying for years. I expected something like this from him.
I don't know. Thanos going to snap his finger. Michael Cohen might disappear. Mm-mm-mm. Might just fade away.
Now, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or a bad morning, or maybe you just want to spread some positivity. Whatever it may be, phone lines are open for you. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, DJ Envy, it's me, Salem.
Hey, what's up, mama? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I wanted to drop on the food bomb for you, first and foremost, for what you did yesterday. I heard that conversation you had with that lady, and I want to say that moved me 100%. And
well, for people that don't know, a lady called yesterday during ASCII and said she was very depressed and was thinking about committing suicide. And we actually spoke to her. Ye got her a doctor. I'm in contact with her. I spoke to her last night. I'm going to hit her periodically just to make sure she's good and make sure she's okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the doctor gave her some homework to do. So he said things are looking pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on top of her, though.
And two more things. Ye, girl, where'd you get that jacket from on your podcast on The Breakfast Club? Y'all have on the iHeart, y'all little cover. Where'd you get that jacket from?
What jacket was it?
I don't know. It was nice. It looks like over my budget, but it looks really nice.
But what was going on in the jacket? Like, explain it to me.
It had, like, I want to say it was, like, flowers. And
oh, that's just an Adidas. That's an Adidas tracksuit jacket, that one?
Uh-huh.
With matching shorts?
Girl, you did. Yes, you did. And then last thing,
Charlamagne. I know I've been hassling you about following me on IG for my birthday.
Hey.
On my birthday next month.
Okay.
On August 10th. Is it possible to have you follow me on Instagram and then you can just be like, happy born day on that day? Because that'd be like so lit. I know I've been hassling you about it on August 10th.
What's your Instagram?
Oh my gosh. S-A-L-E-M.
S-A-L-E-M.
She said, oh my God.
E-S-A-Y-E-S.
So, from Dallas?
Yep. I know you're a Dallas Cowboys fan.
All right. I followed you just now.
I already pre-ordered your book, y'all.
Happy early birthday.
Why are you rubbing on that girl's stomach like that? This pregnant lady on your Instagram.
Thank you, mama.
Salute to Mel. Mel
you
pregnant.
You are so out of line.
Salute
Hello.
To Mel.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on? This is Tom from Long Island.
Tom, what's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah, I just want to tell y'all, I'll listen to y'all every morning. Just happy I got a chance to get through. God bless y'all. Y'all keep doing what you do. You, Charlamagne, and you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
And give my condolences to my nephew's father that was murdered last week out in Ohio.
Damn.
Yeah, it was, they brought him back over here. He's from New York, so.
Hey, wouldn't your nephew's father be your brother?
No.
His nephew's father wouldn't be his brother?
Nah, it could be his sister. His sister's husband.
Oh, his sister's husband.
Yeah, it's not her husband. You know, that's her baby daddy.
Oh, baby daddy. Okay, right, so that's your baby daddy brother.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. True. Rest in peace to him.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling, man.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a blessed day.
Hello, who's this?
Call me G.
Call you G.
Call you G? All right, call you G. How you doing?
What's up, call you G?
What's happening, call you G?
I'm doing good. How's everyone doing today?
I'm good, Call UG. What's going on?
It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. Let's go.
That sounded so unenthusiastic.
We definitely did.
Where you want us to go with you at?
I want everybody to take a look at all the information that's publicly available. Okay. Andrew DiBasciago's testimony, Captain Randy J. Kramer. Okay. Everybody that's been in the Secret Space Program, Lockheed Martin Skunkworks, all the hidden technology that our government has. It's not even our government. It's a breakaway.
Bruh, slow down, money. Hold on. What are you talking about? UFOs or something? What you talking about? I love UFOs. What you talking about? Extraterrestrials? What's going on?
Bigfoot.
Men in Black?
I'm not talking about UFOs. I'm not talking about extraterrestrials. I'm talking about our own government that has reverse engineered exotic technology.
Is this SHIELD? Is this Agents of SHIELD? Is this about the Avenger Initiative?
Sounds like Luke Cage. I can't.
Do we have a way to defeat Thanos?
This is none of that. This is just some everyday life that's occurring right in front of everybody's face, okay? How many people know about Andrew DiBasciago and know that he ran for president in 2016?
Who has all the Infinity Stones?
Where did E.T. go? What about Alf?
And Lockheed Martin said, you know, we have the technology to take E.T. home.
Like, Martin Luther King Jr. ain't saying nothing about no aliens.
He didn't say nothing about E.T. Goodbye, man. But where is E.T. and where is Alf? Do we know?
I used to love Alf. Alf used to eat cats, you know. Alf used to eat cats.
So he's similar to you.
That was his thing. He used to actually eat cats, real live cats. They never showed him do it, but he used to talk about it.
He would talk about it, yeah.
All right, well, get it off your chest.
What planet was he from?
585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or blessed. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's T-Walt Vibes out of Charlotte.
What's up, mama? Get it off your chest.
I just wanted to spread some positive energy. By the way, Angela Yee, I cannot believe you're going to be in Charlotte tomorrow. What was the promotion?
They've been posting it. It's a women's conference. You saw it. I posted it. I'll be out there.
I just saw it. And if I would have known, I would have definitely made that. I've committed to other opportunities, but I just wanted people like me that's just trying to get out here and grind to just know to keep going, because sometimes we get discouraged and feel like, you know, nothing good is happening out here. But doors are going to continue to open as we remain positive. So thank you all for this platform.
Well, thank you for those beautiful words this morning.
Have a good morning, mama.
And I'll be at the Mamizi Women's Conference. That's in Charlotte tomorrow at the Kempton Tryon Park Hotel.
I love Charlotte. Salute to the Queen City, 704. One of the cleanest downtowns in all of America.
I love downtown, man.
You
could
lick the sidewalk if you want to.
I wouldn't try it.
I wouldn't do it, but I think you could possibly.
You know they got scooters on the street where you could just rent and just ride the scooters all day?
Okay.
That's dope. I've never seen that. Like, nobody steals the scooters. They have the scooters on the street.
They got city bikes in New York.
Yeah, but you have to pay
city
for
bikes
those.
Are locked up.
Oh, the scooters are free in Charlotte?
No, they're not free. You can use the app and just ping and just go take it.
Oh, gotcha.
It's pretty
dope.
I don't know. I've never seen that before.
They're not locked up?
No. Just on the street.
So how do you just, but it has to, you have to use the app to start it.
You have to use the app to start it. But it's dope. Anyway. Hello, who's this?
Got a Teflon on the line.
Teflon. man. All right, man. Get it off your chest.
Everybody think they Teflon until they get shot.
No. So, hey, I'm not Teflon like that. Like, I'm in the military, so I say Teflon due to the simple fact that I've been in a lot of trouble and beat a lot of my cases. Plus, I got a bunch of tattoos. You can check out my YouTube channel, Tatted Teflon.
Oh, my goodness.
What's good, DJ Envy? What's good, C to God? What's good, Miss Beautiful Angela?
What's good?
I ain't gonna lie. Sound like you need Teflon. To be in jail. Sound like you need to be in jail, man. You bragging about beating cases? You know what I'm saying?
He's in the military.
No, not cases like that. Like, I'm not, like, not serious cases. It's just, like, regular, normal stuff.
Driving. Gotcha.
All right, bro. Well, thanks for calling.
Driving.
You ain't even let him say what he wanted to say.
Oh, I thought he said everything. He wanted to get his YouTube page off.
No, I didn't even say what I want to say. Don't try to get him off the phone that quick, man. Right. I watch y'all daily, man. Salute to y'all. Salute to the Real Money Podcast, man. R-E-E-L. Podcast. Real P-O-D. Money Podcast.
You want to spell You sound like you want to spell podcast for us, sir. You sure you don't want to spell podcast for us?
So I'm going to spell it for you. It's R-E-E-L.
See? I can't.
That's not how you spell podcast.
Okay.
It's P-O-D-C-A-S-T.
All right, see? Okay. I was going to hang up on it, but y'all didn't let me. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Prince. Derrick City. Just want to give a shout out.
I can't
got
with
the
y'all.
Major League Baseball license. Starts for spring 19. So we'll be the only street licensed Major League Baseball. And it's black owned. But no big corporations behind it. So we're going to take over video product placement. Make sure y'all get some, too.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations.
I can't with y'all this morning.
Who's that young lady I followed on Instagram, too? Salam Isaiah. She's Eritrean. Atreian. Salute to all the Atreians out there.
Atreian.
The Africans.
I thought it was Eritrean.
Eritrean. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. Whatever Tiffany Haddish and Nipsey Hussle are, okay? You know what I'm talking about.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051 if you need to vent. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes. Now, you know I love to read because I have my book club. I got a nice book delivery yesterday, and I'll tell you about two books that are on the way that you'll be interested in. And we'll also talk about Cardi B. I know we got into it this morning already, but what's going on with her tour with Bruno Mars?
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's happening?
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Cardi B.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Cardi B posted, as of today, I've decided I won't be joining Bruno on tour this fall. I thought that after giving birth to my daughter that 6 weeks would be enough time for me to recover mentally and physically. I also thought that I'd be able to bring her with me on tour, but I think I underestimated this whole mommy thing. Not only am I just not ready physically, I'm not ready to leave my baby behind since the doctors explained it's not healthy for her to be on the road. I hope you guys understand that this decision has been the hardest to make, but I have to do what's best for myself and my baby. Thank you, Bruno, for being so supportive and understanding.
And that's exactly why people love Cardi B. People love Cardi B because she's an authentic, transparent person and she got her priorities in order.
That's
it's
right.
Family first, always. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Mama Body, damn
it. The baby's health, your health.
And you know how much money Cardi
is
gonna
more
make
important
when she finally does go back out there? She's a mother now and she got a child. Like, I'm sure her perspective on life has changed. Like, her career is about to glow up in a whole different way. You think
now, Bruno Mars responded, a message for Cardi. Most important thing is you and your family's health. I know the fans will understand you are absolutely doing the right thing. I also know we'll share the stage when the time is right. We love you, Cardi, and we will play Bodak Yellow every night in your honor. Please give your baby girl a hug from me and a hug on behalf of everyone on the 24 Karat Magic Tour.
Love, I can't even hear Bruno Mars' name no more without thinking of Ida B. Wells, because somebody put a side-by-side of Ida B. Wells and Bruno Mars. And I can't unsee that picture now.
Well, I loved his statement back to her.
That was nice.
Of course, the family is most important. And so I'm glad that they both have squared that away. And, you know, we'll be hoping that Cardi's having a great time being a mom.
Yes, I'm sure she is.
She is, yeah.
The universe is going to reward Cardi so crazy. You watch.
All right, now Will Smith has announced that he has a book that he's working on. Mm. I know everyone's about to get this one. Here's what he said.
I'm writing a book. Got years and years of stuff I want to say, and I'm finally going to write a book for y'all.
And he's doing it with my man Mark Manson, right?
Yeah. So he panned the camera to Mark Manson, and he said, I spent the last 6 months with crippling anxiety, but today I feel great.
Mark Manson is a great author. I've had him on my podcast, and he's got a book out right now called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F. It's a great read. You should read it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about this book.
I was going to name my book, I don't give a F and neither should you, a self-help guide on how not to give a F.
Mm-hmm.
And the publishers told me I couldn't. And I was like, why? Because I'm black? And then they put his book. His book came
out. The Subtle Art of Not Giving.
And he done sold like millions and millions of copies. They're like, oh, it wouldn't be in. Nobody,
just relax.
It won't be on bookstores. It won't be
on shelves.
It won't
yeah.
be in the front of the stores, and nobody will buy it because of the F
word. That's not true.
Mark Manson proved that is absolutely
not
true.
You should have not gave a F.
I should have, right?
Yep.
Drop on the clues bomb for Mark Manson. All right.
Right. So apparently they're going to meet with 5 different publishers and sign a deal with the highest bidder. Of course. Now Omarosa also has a book coming out on Donald Trump.
Nah, we good.
According to her publisher, the book is explosive and jaw-dropping. So we don't know exactly what's going to be in this book yet, but yeah.
We cool on that, Omarosa.
All right, Lamar Odom, are you excited that he's back in basketball? He said, my heart literally warms up now. I can finally share with you all that I'm returning to play basketball. I'll be playing in China.
Yeah.
God is good.
That's
Thanks,
good.
Lord, for giving me another chance in life. And thank you, fans, for your love and support during all those hard years.
I wonder why more American players don't go play in China after watching what Stephon Marbury did. Like, Stephon Marbury went over there and became Jordan. Don't he got, like, statues and all kinds
of stuff? Yeah, they got statues of him and everything.
I wonder why more people don't do that.
I think it's difficult to go over there because you don't know the language. It's not home. It's got to be difficult to live someplace where people don't speak the same language as you. You got to learn a different language. You got to learn how to eat different foods. It's difficult.
You don't know anybody.
You don't know nobody,
it's a whole
no family.
New place to be.
It's like being from New York and going to Atlanta.
No, it's definitely not.
And let's not get it twisted. If Lamar didn't eat the bread, I don't think he would have went out there.
Mm. Right, and he probably also loves basketball. He said, basketball and my children have always been the light in my life, and this is where my focus is right now. And I'm sure he felt like he needs to refocus and give himself a rebirth after everything that he's been through.
The bread.
All right, Khloe Kardashian in the meantime, since we're talking about Lamar.
There you go. I like how you segue to his former front court partner.
She's lost 33 pounds since giving birth, and she talked about the workout that she's doing. And she said what she's doing is jumping rope. Now, at the beginning of her workout, she does 1,000 jump ropes in under 8 minutes, and she does it at the end of her workout
how
as
was
well.
That? That's her jumping rope? You stupid. Go ahead, Yee.
She said, it may not sound like a lot, but
that is
effing hard. I wasn't even able to jump rope for 1 minute when I first started working out again after my pregnancy, so I feel really proud. Jumping rope for 8 minutes is really hard.
It's
like,
definitely
nonstop.
It is. It's difficult.
1,000 under 8 minutes, that
I'm gonna
is a lot.
I'm be honest with you. I'm just hating right now because I don't have the coordination. I can't do it. The rope get tangled on my feet.
I start my workout, I do 3 minutes of jump rope, mm-hmm. and that's difficult, and I can't do it 3 minutes straight.
You know, if you're a certain age, which I am, which is 40, mm-hmm. what's the movie that gassed us to think that jumping rope was so easy and you tried to jump rope like
that? It's
got
to be a boxing movie.
Rocky.
Yes.
Rocky.
And I can only jump rope backwards. I can only go backwards when I jump rope.
Well, I was a jump roping champion when I was in elementary school.
I was double dutch.
And truth be told, that's hard. Can you do double dutch?
I can.
That's my biggest regret, that I don't know how to double dutch.
I know how to double dutch.
You can still learn.
And I know how to.
You should put that on your bucket list.
As a matter of fact, we have a double dutch team
that can come up here and teach you how.
Okay, let's do that.
And my wife is dead busy. She gets busy double dutch. She won tournaments.
I can't do it.
They said I was double-handed.
Oh, you're dead, so it's like bump, bump, bump.
Yeah, I'm double-handed.
I'll hang myself in double dutch. I'll jump right in there, and the rope will get caught around my neck.
Let's see.
No. It's definitely old conversation right here.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
You think these kids don't know what double dutch is?
I don't watch movies.
I don't be seeing them double dutch.
I don't see anybody doing it.
I don't see these kids double dutching
no more. Oh, for real? Y'all don't double dutch no more?
When's the last time you saw somebody jumping double dutch?
Lisa Ray and somebody else on Instagram.
Okay, when's the last time you saw some kids outside?
Yeah, some kids doing
it. I have no idea. Damn, y'all don't do double dutch no more?
No.
What about hopscotch?
I do. Yeah, they do hopscotch.
I ain't talking about you.
I do hopscotch.
Nah,
he
got crunk.
Why are you doing hopscotch?
I do it with my kids. I draw it out with a chalk and all that. I do hopscotch with the kids. Now, do y'all play Skelly? Y'all know about Skelly?
No, I don't know what that is.
Y'all don't know Skelly?
I wear them in the winter on my head.
Do you guys still do hand games?
Like, what kind of hand games? In the bedroom?
What? With your kids?
Oh, sorry. You didn't say kids.
I was playing patty cake with somebody recently.
All right, guys. This is getting weird.
It was a guy.
All right, that's your rumor report.
You were doing patty cake? You know what?
I don't remember.
I don't want to hear no more. All right, when we come back, we got front page news. And in front page news, we're going to talk to Charlamagne this morning. Right?
He is front page news.
A lot of stuff been going on with him from the last 3 weeks, and we're going to ask him some questions and talk to him when we come back. All right, Mr. Breakfast Club, good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's time for front page news, but instead, you know, Charlamagne, Yee and I have been getting a lot of tweets, a lot of DMs, a lot of emails asking about what's been going on with you in the last 3 weeks with your case and what's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't mentioned it or talked about it because we were waiting for certain information, and you wanted to be thorough with your statements.
Yes.
And I think today you have a statement. Oh, you have something that you want to say about the case?
I just got something I want to say. I haven't said anything because I was waiting for more information to come out, and it's been a nutty 3 weeks. And I've learned a lot about the weight my words have, and I've been reminded about the responsibility I have to watch the way I talk about issues of sexual assault. And new files from my dismissed assault case in South Carolina were just released. I think they came out yesterday. And I hope this quashes whatever misconceptions people might have about the case. The documents show that I did everything in my power to fully cooperate with authorities before this case was ultimately dismissed. And to be honest with you, the past 3 weeks has really made me regret, you know, helping to create an environment that allowed something like this to take place. Like, I'm going to forever regret that. But I cannot take responsibility for a crime that I did not commit. But most importantly, you know, I am praying for healing for the victim. Okay, and I am committed to using my platform that God has blessed me with to do as much good as I possibly can for the rest of my life, right? And I don't know if I plan to make any more public statements on this in the near future, but I just thought that was important for me to say and let everybody know that the new files from my dismissed assault case are out there. And I'm sure that they'll hit a bunch of websites and stuff shortly, so you can see for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This will include, like, DNA testing and everything?
Yes.
And statements and witnesses,
all that.
Okay, yeah. And this also means that the case, I know we said before it won't be reopened, but this reiterates the case will not be reopened?
According to the solicitor of South Carolina a couple weeks ago, she definitely said the case won't be reopened. She said that it would be unethical to reopen a case where there was a lack of evidence and the victim wouldn't cooperate. So, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, once again, man, most importantly, I'm praying for healing for the victim, you know, and I totally regret, you know, creating an environment that allowed for something like that to take place.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing this paperwork and reading all this paperwork.
Yeah. And as soon as other people post it, I'm definitely going to be reposting it and stuff all day long. So.
All right. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Simone Sanders.
Oh, man. Drop on the clues bombs for Simone Sanders. That's the homie. It's her first time on The Breakfast Club, by the way. I can't believe it because I've been knowing Simone for a few years now.
Yes, it is. So if you don't know, of course, she's on CNN, and she was a strong force behind Bernie Sanders. So
yeah, that's when we first met her with Bernie Sanders. She had a lot to do with us interviewing Bernie Sanders both times that we did.
Every interview she did. And I hosted a town hall for Bernie Sanders in Harlem with Bernie Sanders, Harry Belafonte, the late, great Erica Garner, and Nina Turner. And I hosted that, and that was because of Simone. So thank you, Simone. And I can't wait to talk to you in a few moments.
All right. We'll kick it with her when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes.
Hey.
Simone Sanders.
What up, Simone?
Greetings.
Finally got here.
I know, right? Every time some crazy stuff happens. Charlamagne's like, you gotta come on The Breakfast Club.
If you heard that the voice when you hear in the intro of The Breakfast Club, they're listening to Twitter. They're listening to,
listening to
Breakfast Club.
That was me. Slight plug. Oh, so it's on the intro, so someone's gonna run me a check later. Y'all out here using my
We had somebody else reenact that voice.
Okay. Now we'll be calling you.
Have you been watching that show? Who is America?
Who is Simone Sanders is for people that don't know.
Oh.
Well, let Simone explain who she is.
Yes, I am the spokesperson. So most people know me from being on CNN. I'm a political commentator, but I was also the press secretary for Senator Sanders when he ran for president. And now I just like to think of myself as a spokesperson for the culture.
Word. That's how I met Simone. Simone gave me a lot of great looks when she was doing her thing with Bernie Sanders.
I tried.
Interview that we did with Bernie Sanders for The Breakfast Club, it was because of Simone.
Setting it up.
Shout out. You know, I just try to put the people on and connect the folks. Mm-hmm. I think it's so, particularly for these politicians, I think it's so important that folks go straight to the folks that people read, watch, and listen to. And like the intro that y'all stole from me, people are listening to and watching The Breakfast Club. So I encourage everybody, people that want to be president, people that want to be dog catcher, mayor, whoever, if you have an opportunity, come here and speak directly to the people. So thank you.
We're going to use that clip again.
We're definitely going to use that clip again.
I feel like we didn't get behind Bernie the way we should have, though.
I think Bernie Sanders started a movement, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there were a whole lot of people that did get behind him. There were a lot of people, though, that did not like Bernie, that still to this day do not like Bernie. But I don't think it's about one person. Bernie always used to say it wasn't about him. It's about the political revolution. It's about the people. And so that's what I'm most proud of to have been a part of and have worked for someone like that. So we don't know what's going to happen in 2020.
And we still see some of the rippling effects from people that were fruits from Bernie Sanders' tree as well.
Absolutely.
How did you get into politics? What got you into politics?
Oh, what got me into politics? My mom was always in the community. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. Me and Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Every time I tell people I'm from Omaha, they're like, they side-eye me, and I'm like, Malcolm X is also from Omaha.
You're the second black person I met from Nebraska this year. First was Terrence Crawford.
Ooh, okay, yeah. Shout out to Bud. Yeah. Bud, we love him. Omaha stand up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my mom was always involved in the community, and the thing that really catapulted me was I interned for my mayor while I was in college, and they tried to recall the mayor. They tried to take a vote to oust him out of office because they didn't like what he was doing. And so I went to go volunteer on the recall campaign, the effort to beat the recall on the mayor's side after work. And African-American-owned firm out of Tennessee was the one that the mayor's office hired. And they liked me so much, they let me continue to work with them while I was in school. So I had a bunch of other jobs, but I always worked with this firm. So I worked with them up until 2014 when I went to go work a governor's race.
Did you want to be like a politician? Or you just always knew you wanted to talk about politics?
I used to say I wanted to be a judge or a politician.
Mm.
Because judges and politicians, in my opinion, as a young person, were two of the most powerful people you could be in the world.
Mm.
Politicians make the laws. Judges hold people's lives in their hands. Now I'm the people that help get the people elected. And I went into communications because I saw that so many people who were creating the messages on these campaigns didn't look like me, didn't look like the people in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, had Bernie Sanders' press secretary been a white girl, he probably wouldn't have been on the Breakfast Club. I mean, I'm just...
No, that's true.
Honestly.
That's true.
And we need more people of color, more women of color, period, I think, in front of and also behind the scenes when it comes to the political game. So I'm honored to be one of the people that's helped opening doors for other young black and brown women who want to come in and do politics.
That's why I wasn't mad at Bernie or Hillary, because if you saw their teams... It was all black women.
Oh,
Hillary had a bunch of black women
Hillary
around her.
Hillary had like an army.
The
had
Dorma
like a
Lodge.
Dorma Lodge
yeah.
of black women
yeah.
working on her campaign.
That's how she ended up on the show as well.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, if you leave it up to somebody else, the work might not get done. And so that is why it is important that people always talk about, oh, black women are saving the world. Black women have saved the Democratic Party. One, it's not black women's job to save anybody. But two, black women just don't deserve just a seat at the table. We literally built the table. Mm. We made the table possible. It's important that folks are hiring black women, giving us resources, and allowing us to do our thing by letting us be in charge, running things, giving us the spaces, like allowing us to occupy the spaces that we've earned.
They've been the CEO of my life forever. Your grandma, your mama, your wife, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, it's real in every single avenue. And so I think that's what we're seeing now when it comes to the we talk about 2020, but the midterm elections are a little over 100 days away.
Wow.
And there's an unprecedented number of women running for
office.
Yes,
there are.
Like, all across the board. There are young black women who are on the ballot. And just like we made the difference in Alabama, New Jersey, Virginia, we're going to make the difference in the midterm elections. For 2018.
What should we be looking out for? You know, Stacey Abrams, of course.
Yeah, Stacey Abrams. Yo, isn't that crazy to y'all that there has never been a black woman that has served as governor in the United States of America?
That's crazy.
The fact that we
crazy.
Still have to say the first time, this could potentially be the first black woman.
The first black woman. So we have to do everything we can to get Stacey Abrams in office. But there's also, I mean, candidates should be looking out for is Colin Allred in the 32nd District in Texas. I think it's the Dallas area. He's a former voting rights attorney, former NFL player who's running for Congress in a mostly white district, by the way. Lauren Underwood, who's running in the 14th Congressional District in Chicago.
Stacey Abrams is in Georgia
for folks that don't know. So I think it's just important that we got to be real vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't live in Georgia, you don't live in Illinois, you don't live in Texas, you can support these candidates by yes, social media, but you can also give your money.
Right.
Now for my Fisher Price politicians, people that don't
yes,
really
Fisher
know
Price.
politics, that you know, like myself, I'm not really into it. I don't have time. Where can we learn more about politics to find out more about the people?
One, for any of these candidates I just mentioned, you can go to their websites. But two, I think the Collective Pack is a really great resource, particularly for folks that are interested in what is happening in the black and brown spaces.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing really amazing work. Higher Heights, which is all about getting more black women on the ballot. Higher Heights is supporting Stacey Abrams, and any of the black women you see out here running, Higher Heights has probably gotten behind
them. That's a good
name
for a weed initiative, too.
Higher Heights. Well, I think the Higher Heights, the black ladies have trademarked that.
Hopefully
the weed people don't get any ideas. Okay.
All right, well, keep it locked. We got more with Simone Sanders when we come back. We got to talk about what happened in the airport where she was arrested. Yeah, all right. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Simone Sanders in the building. Now, a lot of celebrities got a lot of flack for visiting Trump, but it seems like Kim Kardashian went and got things done. What do you think about that?
There was a lot of work that went into what Kim Kardashian did. I think that Kim Kardashian gave it a star-studded aspect and a little flavor, a good photo op. But there was a lot of work that went behind that. She wasn't the only one. And I think the difference between other folks that have went in to meet with the president and people like Kim Kardashian is that there was a team. But like Steve Harvey didn't take no team with him.
Mm-hmm.
He went in there to have the meeting with Donald Trump and then walked out with no promises. Like, to my knowledge, Donald Trump or the Trump administration has not, you know, pledged to support Steve Harvey's initiative with young black men and families. But for people that do decide to go into, to go to, you know, to break bread with the Trump administration and to try to get things done, you have to go in there with a plan and a mission and committed to getting something out of it. And some people are going into this White House, going to meet with Donald Trump and everybody else and not coming out with anything.
Right.
And that does a disservice, I think, to a large swath of the American people who are literally under attack from this administration. And I just don't think this administration can keep its word.
At this time, are we just riding it out now and waiting for
this term to be over? Y'all, Donald Trump could be reelected. He could literally, if the election were held tomorrow, Donald Trump would be reelected as president.
That's crazy.
And so there is no riding it out. We have to continuously work every single day to keep the pressure on, to combat the things we can combat and change. So like a midterm election is coming up. People need to vote. If you are not registered to vote, get registered. While voting will not change your life tomorrow, I think it's a necessary tool in the toolbox of social justice.
And don't you think whoever wants to be the president in the Democratic Party should be saying something now?
Well, yes, I do. Like, I think they should. But you know, some people have midterm elections. Some of these folks are, some people that have been mentioned as potential presidential contenders, they still have to go through a midterm election.
So Simone, I saw you had a meeting with the CEO of Gucci. What was that all about?
So I did an event with Gucci and Chime for Change, and we did it at this really great space at the Highline Hotel yesterday. And so we had a conversation really about what people can do with this moment, how they can be engaged and involved. Lots of people had questions about young folks, and brands like Gucci, I think, are leading the way on what it means to be engaged and involved. And so I'm happy to be a part of the Gucci family. Mm-hmm. Gucci's going to be doing some voting engagement activities that they're going to roll out soon. So if Gucci can even get engaged and involved on the voting tip, like, what is the excuse for so many other people and brands?
Now being a 28-year-old black woman, is it hard when someone tells you to shut up on TV? Do you feel like
it's probably hard at any age?
That it's hard at any age. It was really hard when that man told me to shut up on TV last year, I do believe. Because it's just like, I feel like if I was 35 with a bob and my name was Sue,
he wouldn't play with
or
you like
my
that.
Name
would
was
not
Joe,
have happened.
It wouldn't have happened to me. Sometimes I do get like embarrassed or upset on television because I know that people are only talking to me a certain kind of way because I am the young person. And sometimes because I'm the young black person.
How did you react?
I snapped.
And a young black woman.
But I snapped in a professional way, so I come back to work the next day.
Gotcha.
Just like some people would react, you know, because people deal with stuff like that in their offices or their workplaces every day. And so folks are like, how do you hold it together? Because when you see me on TV, I'm at work. That's how I hold it together. Right. And so I'm not going to let anyone disrespect me at work, just like I hope you wouldn't let anybody disrespect you at work. So I checked them. Told them, you are not going to tell me to shut up on national television while you try to excuse white supremacy. So you can shut up. And then Chris Cuomo stepped in and had my back. He tried to demand an apology from me, and I wasn't giving him one.
Why would you apologize to him?
I really don't know. Now, he did call me after the show and apologized and gave a sincere apology, but I wanted an on-air apology.
Absolutely.
Now, since then, nobody has told me to shut up on television.
They don't want that fire.
I don't think they want the smoke.
They don't want that smoke.
Now, what happened at LaGuardia Airport?
A couple months ago, I was trying to go through TSA PreCheck, and my bag was a little extended. It was a little too big, and the TSA agent told me to step out of line to flatten my bag, and I was like, okay, and I stepped around her, and I got in line because I was going to flatten it out so I could make my flight. TSA agent came up to me, and they said, call the police. And they literally
called the police
on me within 2 minutes. They called the police. The police came, and the police didn't know anything that was going on. They were telling me to move. I was trying to explain what was happening. I had my hands up in the airport saying, I do not feel safe. I do not feel safe. I do not feel safe. Next thing I know, the officers grabbed me. They threw me up against the wall.
Wow.
Right inside TSA pre-check, put a knee in my back and put me in handcuffs.
Wow.
I'm crying. I had been on a conference call and I had told the person to stay on the phone. I had my... Shout out to Apple and these AirPods, okay? Because they recorded all of it. And finally, one of the officers said, okay, we're going to get to the bottom of this. I'm like, there is no bottom. The bottom is, I just told you what happened. And
there's cameras everywhere. I'm sure you can see what happened.
People are watching, and they're like, you're being irrational. I was like, I'm being irrational because there are 10 officers here. I'm in handcuffs, and I'm by myself. Mm. I was scared. So finally, I was just like, you know, y'all can either take me where you're going to take me or let me go.
And what'd they do?
They just looked, they drug me out of, 10 officers drug me out of the LaGuardia Airport to outside, and then they put me in a cop car, and they took me to jail at the Port Authority.
Now, was it the person that called the police on you black or white?
He was white.
So what's happened with that case since then?
Well, I have a great attorney, and my case was dismissed because it was crazy. They cited me for disorderly conduct, for refusing to get out of the line. And I'm not embarrassed to talk about it because, one, I fully believe, you know, folks are like, you should have just been quiet and got out of the line. I said, no, I don't believe that just because you have on a uniform, a police uniform, you should be able to talk to someone any kind of way. Also know that had I been 29, 28, 30 with a bob and my name was Sue, and I was white, I wouldn't have been in handcuffs. I wouldn't have.
I need
to meet
Sue
person. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Sue is living her best life with the Bob. Sue with the Bob is living her best life. And I think it is crazy. So one, I think we need TSA reform. But two, I just think why are the police the recourse for folks at the airport? I need the TSA folks and people that work at the airlines to do better with customer service. But it was just it was a crazy experience. And I remember sitting in the cell. Because they were like, you know, we're going to run your name. And if you don't have any warrants, we'll let you go with the summons. And I'm thinking, okay. And I was like, y'all might want to Google me, but okay, run my name. So a sergeant comes back. And I know he's a sergeant because the other officers referred to him as sergeant. And he looks in the cell and he does a double take. And I'm just like, And next thing I know, people are coming by and they're like, oh, Miss Sanders, would you like some water? And I looked up, I said, Miss Sanders. I ain't been Miss Sanders all morning. I said, did y'all have bottled water? And they were like, no. And I was like, well, is the water filtered? He's like, ma'am, I don't think it's filtered. I said, well, then I would just like my summons so I can get out of here.
Wasn't it another situation with American Airlines, or was that the same situation?
No, this is a different situation. I fly a lot.
And you had an issue with them for checking a bag, too?
I tried to check my bag, and American Airlines agent called the police on me.
Why? What?
Because he said I got loud, but it was crazy because, oh, my God. I kid you not, I was at LAX. Master P was in line, five people ahead of me, and he had just turned up on the American Airlines people before I did and walked up. They didn't call the police on Master P.
Wow.
So I'm trying to figure out me and my Gucci bag.
Oh, you caught his little last. You caught his little attitude. That's what it was. Master P got you were arrested that time.
Master P, they called the police, and this time, all these officers came, and kudos to the officers that came at LAX because they de-escalated the situation. I was crying. They were like, calm down. I was like, I can't be calm. There's eight of y'all. There's one of me. I can't be calm. Finally, they were like, look, we got you another ticket for a later flight. Come back. So I come back. I get on the plane. When I get off the plane at DCA, there is a American Airlines executive waiting for me when I step off the plane from corporate office.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He's like, Miss Sanders. And I looked up and I was like, walk with me. We walk off the plane. He said, Miss Sanders, we know who you are. And I was like, see, it should not matter who I am.
Right.
You should not want this treatment for any woman on your airline, any black woman.
Oh, so American Airlines did the right thing.
They tried. But again, I just think there needs to be reform.
It should have never happened in the first place.
It should have never happened in the first place. And so does American Airlines or any of these other airlines for that matter, do they have an advisory council? Where is this for all of the airlines? Because people are flying, black and brown people are flying every single day. And so many people have stories such as this. The only reason we're talking about it right now is because it was me.
Right.
But this happens to so many people on a regular basis, and their stories are not elevated to, you know, a Fox News story.
Mm-hmm.
But I am just happy that CNN allows me the platform to share my views and share my perspective.
Right. Well, we appreciate you for joining us this morning.
Simone Sanders, tell them where they can find you.
Get up here.
Y'all can find me on Twitter at Simone D. Sanders, Simone with a Y, on Instagram at Simone D. Sanders. So thank y'all so much.
It's Simone Sanders. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's
Let's
happening?
Get to these rumors. Let's talk Demi Lovato.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. On The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, we have some more information on what happened the night that Demi Lovato overdosed. Now, sources are saying that Demi Lovato was out celebrating a birthday party for one of her backup dancers. They went back to her house afterward, and they said Demi went to sleep around 11 a.m. Tuesday. One of her assistants was concerned because she hadn't come out of her bedroom. That's when the assistant entered the room and found her unresponsive. They tried to wake her up, and when she couldn't, she called 911. Here is that 911 call.
You're with the patient now?
I was. I'm downstairs. There's other people with me. Went in. I'm sorry?
About how old is she?
We just need to get somebody out here.
Yeah, do you know what happened to her, okay? We do have the paramedics responding now, okay? Right now, just not letting it happen out, but we are going with lights and sirens, okay? So if you can send somebody outside, yes, to flag us down, okay? That's going to be helpful.
Yes, we'll flag you.
Okay, excellent.
No sirens, please, right?
No. This is a medical emergency. I don't have control over that.
Request no sirens. Like, somebody dying or sick, man. It doesn't matter if they got sirens or not. Like, stop worrying about celebrity in that moment. Well,
that's what she was worried
about.
Yeah, that's what she was worried about.
I guess as an assistant, she was like, we want to get help, but we also don't want to call attention to the whole situation.
Please. Because guess what? If she dies, that's going to cause a whole lot of attention to the situation. Let the sirens go.
All right. They still haven't revealed what it was that was in her system yet. But we do know Wilma Valderrama went to go visit her in the hospital after her overdose. They said he spent about 2 hours with her. If you guys remember, they were together for 6 years and broke up in June of 2016. Now, in addition, she's returning to rehab. They said she's considering going to rehab away from L.A. just to kind of get away from everybody. You know, she's the co-owner of a treatment center in the city. So she's going to remove herself from the wrong crowd. People also think she should reunite with her former sober coach, Mike Bayer, who she recently fired after claiming that he betrayed her. They said she will need several weeks of detox work and intense therapy. She and Mike were so close for so long, but this past few months there have been issues. So she's the co-owner of the CAST Centers in L.A., where her former sober coach Mike is the CEO. That's where she went for help for depression, bulimia, and substance abuse 7 years ago. Mm. So we just prayed that she gets all the help that she needs and gets better. She was sober for 6 years. And her team had been trying to do interventions, so clearly they knew that there were some issues. They did say that overdose was a life and death situation. She could have died from it if the 911 call didn't go through and if paramedics didn't come early enough. They said she was unconscious and everything.
Wow.
All right, LeBron James recently did an interview, and he talked about one of his regrets. What do you think LeBron's regret is? Well, here's what he had to say.
What do you say to your kid, though, like living up to you being their dad? And they're playing the same sport that you played.
I still regret giving my 14-year-old my name because of that. Like, when I was younger, obviously, I didn't have a dad. So my whole thing was like, whenever I have a kid, not only is he going to be a junior, I'm going to do everything that this man didn't do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Only thing I can do is give them the blueprint, and it's up to them to take their own course whenever that time.
I get what he's saying, but here's the bright side. I guarantee LeBron James Jr. is going to have a better basketball career than Michael Jordan Jr. So you may not be able to say LeBron is better than Michael when you're talking about the fathers, but you will be about the sons.
Well, this is all part of a new HBO series called The Shop. Mm. He was talking to Jon Stewart, Snoop Dogg, Odell Beckham Jr., and Maverick. All right, now let's talk about Amber Rose. She recently went on a podcast. This was Spencer and Heidi Pratt's podcast, Make Spidey Famous Again. And here's what she had to say about her theory about Becky with the good hair.
Have you ever been invited to, what would you call it, a sexual dinner?
No. I do know Gwyneth Paltrow has gone. Like, if you're not invited.
I definitely think Gwyneth Paltrow is like Becky with the good hair. I really feel like she's...
Give us... what does that mean to
I feel like she's
listeners?
The one that was like f***ing Jay-Z. They were like friends, and then like you don't see Gwyneth Paltrow with Beyonce anymore. It just seems like she was the one that was f***ing Jay-Z, and now Gwyneth lost her husband, but like Beyonce's still with Jay.
I take Amber. She wanted to make sure she got a sound bite.
Now, Amber Jesus Rose said, Christ. Bruh, we were joking on a podcast.
Nah.
Stop with the clickbait. I have no information about anyone's personal life.
You can't get mad after you put something out there like that and then you get backlash. Like, those words came out of your mouth.
People start analyzing. They start analyzing. Like, word.
You also
kind of got to
be like,
all the time, but
I'm just kidding.
No,
just a joke.
Nope.
But that was like a whole theory. Well, anyway, Gwyneth Paltrow's rep did respond and told People magazine that those allegations are completely absurd and 100% false. They said Gwyneth and Beyonce and Jay-Z are still very close friends, so none of this makes any sense.
Come on, Amber. Come on, homie. You know how this game works, okay? You know you couldn't just throw that out there.
Not at all.
Just leave that in the universe and think people wasn't going to pick that up.
Mind you, they didn't even know what she was talking about. Like, when she said it, they were like, what? Explain to our audience. What does that mean?
Becky with the good hair?
What does that
Gwyneth
mean?
Gwyneth Paltrow. Is her middle name Rebecca?
Anyway, I'm Angela Yee.
Does she like mayonnaise ice cream?
It's your rumor report.
What? Charlamagne.
Yes.
What? Who you giving that donkey to?
Donkey of the day for after the hour is going to a man named Kyle Gentleman, who has created one of the worst things that the planet has ever seen, and this could possibly be the beginning of the end of our species as we know it.
What's his name again?
Kyle Gentleman.
Kyle Gentleman?
Yes, and there's nothing gentlemanly about what he's doing.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, July 27th goes to a man named Kyle Gentleman. Now, Kyle is the owner of an ice cream parlor called Ice. This ice cream parlor is Scottish, and it's in a town called Falkirk. Kyle and the good folks at ICE have created one of the worst monstrosities this planet has ever seen. I mean, the effects of this concoction that they created will forever change the dynamics of the world we live in. I mean, this is top five, maybe top three of the worst things ever created on this planet. I mean, in no particular order, some of the worst things created by humans on this planet have been nuclear bombs, the old ABC show Cavemen, based off the characters from the Geico commercial, slavery, the NFL's new national anthem policy, concentration camps, the school-to-prison pipeline, nooses, especially nooses. F the person who decided to turn a perfectly good rope into a murder weapon. Okay, speaking of weapons, one of the worst things ever created was automatic weapons and bump stocks. Let's not forget Belly 2. And a list of some of the worst things ever created by human beings on the planet wouldn't be complete without the Jerry Curl. Okay, we just talking about some of the worst things created by human beings, and Kyle is added to that list by inventing a brand new flavor of ice cream that I'm sure will be coming to a store in Montana very soon. Oh, this line of ice cream is sure to be all the rage in North and South Dakota. It will sell out at Whole Foods everywhere, and the flavor of that new ice cream is, guess, who wants to guess? Anybody want to guess?
I already know. Guess?
The white guy in the room is raising his hand. Steve, what do you think?
And he thinks it's delicious.
Mayonnaise.
Oh, my gosh.
Mayonnaise ice cream is here. All right. Salute to Esquire magazine. They posted a headline that says, mayonnaise ice cream exists and it might be brilliant. Then they put, hear us out. After you tell me you think mayonnaise ice cream is brilliant, Esquire, there's nothing more to hear out or in. Okay, now Esquire first paragraph says, we now exist on the same physical plane as mayonnaise ice cream, and it's either ingenious or the end of all mankind. I'm going to take Armageddon as upon us for 500, Alex. Okay, the worst thing about this is that it looks like vanilla ice cream, so somebody could make you a bowl, you don't know any better, you take a taste, and immediately you get poisoned. All of a sudden, you want to listen to Taylor Swift and call the police on black people for doing the In My Feelings challenge in the park. Okay, mayonnaise ice cream is what you give your kids when they not behaving. All right, my little two-year-old doesn't like to eat all her food because she's so focused on dessert, and she loves ice cream, so the rule is you don't finish your dinner, you don't get dessert. All right, bring some mayonnaise ice cream in the house, you don't finish your dinner, then you're getting this nuclear weapon in a bowl for dessert called mayonnaise ice cream. Now, mayonnaise is a combination of lemon juice or vinegar with egg yolks. None of those things would taste good together frozen in a bowl. All right, Baskin-Robbins, please don't make this your 33rd flavor. Let me just look at it. Imagine walking into Baskin-Robbins and you see butter pecan, chocolate chip cookie dough, Rocky Road, cookies and cream, and mayonnaise-flavored ice cream. Ugh. One of these kids is doing their own thing. All right, mayonnaise ice cream has me thinking of this quote I read about inventions once, and that quote is, an invention has to make sense in the world it finishes in, not the world it started in. See, this don't make sense to us now, but it's going to make sense in a world full of whiteness. They about to get rid of us all, bro. Okay, they collecting all Infinity Stones right now to put in Putin's Infinity Gauntlet. He going to snap his fingers, and everybody with melanin going to disappear, and it's going to be a world full of Taylor Swift playlists and mayonnaise ice cream, and it will all be Kyle's fault. Okay, please give Kyle Gentleman and Ice the Ice Cream Parlor the biggest hee-haw.
Who's going to try it?
Everybody on Fear Factor. That's going to be the next Fear Factor challenge. You want to try a bowl of mayonnaise ice cream?
It sounds like that's going to be diarrhea all
day
long.
What about ketchup ice cream?
Oh, come on. Stop. Well, no.
Or maybe a little honey mustard ice cream.
Stop.
Honey mustard ice cream might not be bad.
No, that sounds disgusting, too.
Like a little spicy but sweet.
That sounds like spicy diarrhea.
Yeah, I mean, you drink water just because you mentioned
that. Or what about pickle ice cream?
No, man. No condiment ice cream across the board, especially not mayonnaise. Stop. Condiments are meant to be condiments.
Polynesian sauce ice cream. That sounds like that's going to be good.
Yeah, you might like that.
Yeah.
Barbecue ice cream.
No.
No way, Jose.
No.
What about hot wing sauce ice cream?
No. Nope.
Stop it.
Nope.
See? That's what happens. See, white people? This is what happens when you give people bright ideas.
No, hot wing ice cream.
That does not sound good.
That's not even a bright idea. You got any more white ideas?
Lemon pepper ice cream.
No, oh, that's definitely a black idea. That's definitely at Wingstop.
Fried chicken ice cream. All right, thank you, Yee. Now, when we come back, G Herbo and his producer, and producer, I should say, Southside, will be joining us. Of course, G Herbo's from Chicago, so we'll kick it with him when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
No milk walking, honey. Walk it like I talk it. That's my bro, he know the lingo. Lingo. Ain't no fucking talking. No. This some you know, I don't we know. We know. Hold out on that coffin. Smoke the cookie, get the coffin. Drop that fresh, I need a coffin. Callin' something we do often. Oh. The pot I'm not playing no dolphin. Play it. And I didn't go buy me a faucet. Nah. Walk it like I talking, then bought it. I paid a coat, so I gotta call it. Call. I been the shit, so just down me. Walk in the building, that's all the problem. I get it, we bound and talking my spouting.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it. Walk it like I talk it,
talk it,
walk it like I talk it,
woo.
Walk it like I talk it,
walk it,
walk it like I talk it, walk it like I talk it,
talk it,
walk it like I talk it.
Let's go.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building. G Herbo and producer Southside. What's up, guys?
What's going on? Yo. So it.
I just left G Herbo out in Houston.
What's up, man? Yeah.
You just know, left you out there for trade.
I just seen you like a couple days ago. I just seen Angela like 2 days ago.
You ain't see Charlamagne.
I ain't seen Charlamagne. Charlamagne be in the cut, man. Don't nobody ever see Charlamagne, man.
Never. Why the album called Swervo?
Album is called Swervo. My homie, actually, he named me Swervo because when I was young, like, I like cars, so I used to always crash. I used to get so...
Bad driver?
Nah, the drive. I used to get so high, I just used to crash and hit fire hydrants, all kind of shit.
You was running from police or just randomly driving?
Shit like that, too. Yeah, I crashed my first time. I was running from the police, crashed, hit a fire hydrant. I was like 14. I don't know.
Jumped out and ran when you hit the hydrant?
Yeah, I ran.
Oh, yeah, he was 14.
Hell yeah, I jumped out and ran. Hell yeah, you're right. I got caught, but I jumped out.
Oh, they caught you?
Yeah, I got caught.
Now, earlier this year, you got arrested for some guns and stuff. Was that case still pending?
Yeah, it's still pending. I ain't really able to talk about it, but yeah, it's still open right now.
High security, man.
Oh, yeah, I got security, man. I do, but...
He can't talk about
it. So you need double security sometimes.
No, I feel you. I remember one time we had a conversation, and you was just explaining the mentality of Chicago, and it made so much sense, because you even, like, the good people there...
Yeah, the good people.
Got to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be having to stress that a lot.
Seems like people are surprised, like, with Swervo, that it's on radio so much. When I play it in the morning, they're like, yo, you playing this? Like, they look at you as such an underground artist, and they're artists that it's almost surprising that we're playing you on radio.
Yeah, and the thing, like, that's why I feel like just the way I've been, like, my career been going over the years is unique, because I still been able, without, like, having a hit record or being on Billboard or none of these mainstream things that you really get with going to a label, because I'm still independent, you know what I'm saying? I'm just really, I got a partnership with Epic, you know what I'm saying, and Sony. Orchard through you know, just a partnership with label service and stuff like that. I'm still independent artist, you know, so
explain that to the kids. How can you be independent and still sign to Epic or still a partnership with Epic?
Just over the years, and I could thank my partner for that. He over there in the corner, JB, just really showing me the game, you know, and just teaching me the ins and outs of really knowing how to stick to my budgets, you know, and knowing what I got to spend this alone solely. I got to make this a month to spend solely on taking care of me and my family. You know what I'm saying? So if that's $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, whatever, and then I'm generating this off tour and this off streams and this off merch, and I got to pay for this just off. That's my budget that the label going to give me anyway. You know what I'm saying? Even if I sign a deal and they give me an advance or whatever the case may be, these are my budgets for this. So we really paying this out of my pocket. Like, so I spent $80,000 of my own money on my pocket to pay for my billboards, you know what I'm saying, without a label. So when you go into a label and doing that, because it's still a partnership regardless, you know, it's going to be a partnership whether they sign you or own your masters. Anyway, it's just going to be how much you giving up. What can we do for you versus how you can help me? So once you seeing that, and it's we both helping each other, it's nothing but a partnership. You know what I'm saying? I don't owe you nothing. You don't owe me nothing.
Right here.
Well, congrats on your little chunky baby.
Thank
too.
You so much. Thank you, man. That's I love. That's all. That's crazy. Like, in that little bit of time, how a baby could change.
You got a girl or boy?
Boy.
Okay. How did it change you so far?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more consistent. Like I've been saying, I could find more hours in a day now since I had my son. Like I could be more productive. Either I'm in the studio or at home. If the vibes ain't right in the studio, I'm at home. Vibes ain't right at home, I'm in the studio. You know what I mean? Anytime, like if I could get 2-3 hours out there, cause I'm busy, I gotta be grinding. And I was on the road back doing shows when my son was 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So anytime I could just go home and be with him, like I was supposed to be here doing press. I had press in Chicago, it got canceled. I flew home just to go see my son for a couple hours. Like I know how I used to be back then, I was everywhere. Like wherever I end up, that's what I'm gonna make the best of. But now I'm really like
trying to get home.
Yeah, like I could really find more hours in a day now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm up 3 a.m. changing diapers, getting bottles, 4, 5, 6 a.m. Like I'm doing the whole night. You know, like it made me more, like I guess, consistent.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So I was like, you got kids?
I got 5 kids.
Yeah, man. Super dad right
here. Okay, you ain't playing.
Talking to super dad.
Yeah. Now I've been having babies since I was young.
So the conversations between y'all change now then. Y'all might even vibe different with music.
Yeah, like, yeah, and we do. And then
I'll be like, on it back. Like,
I can't really. I know I probably, because everybody make mistakes. I know if I was to make any mistake in fatherhood, he not going to let me make the same ones he made in the past. You know, like we had conversations. He like, nah, I'll do this. Or my girl, man, she tripping because of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's regular, little bro. You going to go through that. You feel me? So,
That's nice that you got somebody that could walk you through it.
Yeah.
How many baby mamas you got outside?
Three.
Yeah, you know, he telling me everything.
He went through all this. He telling me what
she can't eat when she pregnant and everything.
All right, we got more with G Herbo and Southside. When we come back, we got to talk Kanye West. And is he doing anything for the city? But let's get into his new joint. It's Swervo. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have G Herbo and Southside in the building. Charlamagne,
how did you feel about 6ix9ine calling himself the King of Chicago?
Nothing about that. You know what's funny? You know what's crazy? I was in a club with 6ix9ine last night.
Right?
We was at Starlet.
Did y'all speak?
Nah. We walked past each other. We made eye contact a little bit, but we ain't really speak. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I don't anticipate that type of shit.
Yeah,
right,
I ain't in no beef. I got too much good shit going on in my life right now to really be paying attention to that kind of shit. I don't care who say they're the king of Chicago. I don't even want to be in Chicago right now. I'm trying to get up out of Chicago. I'm trying to be the king of the world.
I keep hearing that, like, people say, yo, to make it, if you're from Chicago, to really make it, you got to get out of Chicago.
No, you got to get out. And that's pretty much anywhere, but especially Chicago. I know, like, I feel I can't be bigger. Any bigger than I am right now, I can't get bigger than that in Chicago.
Really?
Nah, I don't feel like
Why is that? Too much hate in the city? Or?
Too much hate, and it's just, I can't really, you can't be productive, you know what I'm saying? You can't really go to the studio. You gotta think like, oh man, anything could happen in this situation. Anything could happen in this situation, you know what I'm saying? So for me to not be able to go through that, I just gotta get out of Chicago and think. When I'm in Chicago, I can't think clear. I can't really work clear. I'm only thinking about family and just
surviving.
Surviving. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Now for D-Herbo, you and Chance the Rapper feel quite a responsibility for Chicago.
Yeah, Chance, like, you gotta tilt your hat to him. I just actually had a show. I was supposed to have a show in Chicago where I was giving away like $15,000 to Chance Organization for mental health, you know, and not just mental health, but like post-traumatic stress disorder for people who really like firsthand seen people die or, you know what I'm saying? Like, because in real life, and they give veterans in the Army therapy, all that, and they seen probably one murder, two people get killed. We seen 12, 15, you know what I'm saying? Like, real life, I know people who really seen it and seen 10 of their homies die right in front of them, you know? So that's post-traumatic stress disorder, whether you believe it or not. If you feel like you got to leave out the house and with a gun or you going to die every day, that's post-traumatic stress disorder.
That's real,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's real mental health that people really not understanding that this is what we go through. Like, everybody, I know for a fact at least like 60, 70, probably 80% of the male population in Chicago is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, people who not even in the streets, paranoid that they gonna get robbed or killed. That's post-traumatic stress right
there. Just hearing gunshots.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
So, I got that going on in Chicago. Another thing, me and my partner, we building a multimedia facility in Chicago, also like on the south side of Chicago, in the heart of Chicago, where it's going down at, you know? It's for people who wanna do music. Like, if you wanna be a videographer, you know what I'm saying, or you want to be a producer, anything, it's going to be a real multimedia facility for people to rehearse, perform, and make beats, all that kind of stuff. That's that great. We really put in Chicago, like on like a youth center. You know what I'm saying? Like you can enroll. 9 times out of 10, it's gonna be free. You know, like we're not gonna charge the kids or nothing. We just really try and give back in the best way possible. It's gonna be our home too, like the studio. You know, so I'm trying to do a lot for Chicago. I'm just quiet with it. You know, I don't really try to. I can't have all this on one plate. Can't eat two plates at once. So that's one thing with me. I really try to focus on whatever I'm gonna focus on, or at least put the best person in position to focus on it.
Chance still in Chicago, right?
Don't you? No, Chance ain't leaving Chicago. That's my person. He ain't gotta leave Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Like Chance, he gonna be the mayor of Chicago.
I was just gonna say he's like a bit.
He really
so why does it work for him but can't for y'all? Cause y'all more close to the street?
It's completely different. We grew up two completely totally different ways.
Opposite sides.
And that's what's unique about it. Like we grew up completely different. That's what makes Chance him. Cause it's people who grew up like Chance who act like they me or wanna rap like me or think like me. You know what I'm saying? And Chance is Chance. That's what makes it so unique. That's why people, no matter where you're from, going like really commend Chance, because it's so hard to do that in Chicago. It's so hard to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like people really following the trends, the waves. That's why people getting killed so much, because it's people out here killing because they think it's really cool. You know what
I'm
saying?
How did y'all meet up? How did you and Chance meet up?
Me and Chance met about like 6 years ago, something like that. Just being around, you know, like when the music scene started really bubbling, we knew a lot of the same mutual people, and we got the record Fight or Flight, me, him, and Common. That's from like 2014, you know, so it was like 4 years ago. We just got closer and closer. Like Chance a real dude. It was times I was just riding around downtown getting high, supposed to be in the studio. It's 1, 2 in the morning, like I'm seeing Chance walk in the studio. He's stopping, like stopping traffic, walking to the street just to come say what up. And this one, he big, still super big, you know what I'm saying? Like That the little things like that let you know, like, a dude cares to how real they are.
Absolutely.
Being from Chicago, what are your thoughts on, like, a Kanye? Do you feel any connection to him? Or do you feel like it doesn't affect, he doesn't affect you at all?
Kanye lost his
Stuff. Kanye don't really affect me at all. He don't really affect nobody in Chicago, honestly. Say, for instance, Kanye and Chance were to try to do the same thing. Like, I still f*** with Kanye, don't get me wrong. I always put my Deseret on.
Deseret's hard.
But if I was just saying, if Chance and Kanye were to do like the exact same thing for the exact same cause, there's no way that Kanye would be able to grasp more people than Chance would. You know what I'm saying?
And
he should be
authentic.
Able to. You feel me? Like, yeah, more authentic. You know, Chance, what Chance is doing is really his life and what he wants to do for Chicago. You know
they see Chance all the time.
Yeah, they see Chance all the time. You
keep
know
it
like,
real. Chance is yay on steroids.
Yeah, he definitely yay on steroids.
Why you think Chance is yay on steroids? Like, what you mean as far as what?
It just is. Music-wise, everything.
Everything. Swag-wise, culture-wise.
Yeah, yeah. But the day I met Chance, he's the same person.
He is doing everything that Kanye was supposed to done on steroids. That's what you're saying.
That's
like,
right.
He donated $1 million to CPS.
Like, you know what
he doing all this shit. He's a politician. That's like for real. Like
one thing I see about Chicago and when I go there, that is still like a beautiful city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like downtown is a baby.
And Chance show that side of that.
Well,
Swervo's out right now. Make sure you pick it up, and we appreciate you guys for joining us.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Southside G Herbo, The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm disappointed, man. I'm very disappointed.
Why are you disappointed?
Because we have a young brother who works here. He works at Revolt, actually.
He works at Revolt.
He's 29 years old.
29.
Married to a white woman. That means nothing. That's fine.
Okay. Why are y'all bring that up?
I never thought about what that meant until he just asked the room who Omar Epps is.
No, he did not.
He did not know who
legend
Omar Epps was.
Omar Epps from Juice, The Wood, Loving Basketball, Higher Learning. Like, Jesus Christ.
He doesn't know Omar Epps.
The Wolfpack Gang.
I don't know whether to blame it on you for,
oh my gosh,
you know, interracial marriage. I don't know.
I know. It's so sad.
You might not have those 90s classics on weekends like we do in our households.
I don't know. But that Juice,
how
though?
How could you not know about that?
I bet you
I know.
He knows who the star of Sweet Home Alabama is, though.
Huh? Probably knows the theme song to that.
Bet you do. Bet you've seen The Craft a million times.
Why are you talking like that? All right, let's do rumor report.
I bet you can quote reruns of Golden Girls like nobody's business.
That's my girl, Natina, from Def Jam. That's all her right. Favorite show of life.
Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to Tekashi69.
Listen up. It's
just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, 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 Angie Martinez will have Tekashi69 on today at 3 p.m., but we have some spoilers for you this morning. Now, here's what Tekashi had to say about his song Fifi not being number one.
Going against Drake is like going against God. You know that, right?
No.
It's like they threw
music in the street.
They made it the hardest week, the hardest time ever. Yeah.
What's that? The Kiki.
Of course.
Yo, to pass that, you gotta be like.
You gotta be Tekashi 6ix9ine.
You gotta be Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Where did the record debut at?
Not number one.
I'm not sure yet. It wasn't number one.
Oh, you should have got Shiggy to do a little Fifi. Do you love me? Something.
It's
I don't
too
know.
Late now.
Too late. Yeah. So,
and that's not how his song goes.
The moment is past.
His song does not go like that. Anyway, Tekashi also talked about the kidnapping and the robbery where it could have ended with him dying.
The talk of this whole radio station, the talk of the world, the talk of everywhere around the world would have been rest in peace 6ix9ine for a whole week. I knew if I didn't get out that car, I was dead. Because you have what you wanted already. Why am I still in the car?
That's true.
He's very very aware of a lot of things. He's very aware that, yes, that's probably why they still had you in the car. And he's very aware that we would have only talked about him for a week. That's the way the game goes.
But did he call you? Because when he was up here doing the interview, he said if he was ever touched, he would call you first.
No, he didn't call
me. No, we already determined that when it happened. No, I did not call him.
I'm glad. I still don't know if that situation was a real situation, but I'm glad that, you know, nothing happened. And I hope he learns from this lesson.
All right, now let's discuss. And again, you can listen to that and see that interview 3 p.m. today with Angie Martinez.
Dropping the clues bombs for Angie Martinez, the legend.
She got a cookout coming up too that we all are gonna go to, right?
Depends what food.
Angie
is
Martinez
served.
Is barbecue. You know that's funny. I seen her the other day. That's the first question I asked her.
Word up.
I said, "What food's gonna be there?"
Empanadas.
She was like, what?
Is there grilled options?
And then she said, "Let me check on that right
Why
now."
Why I gotta be empanadas?
Yeah, that
she's
was
Latino.
Oh.
So that's what all Latinos eat is Latinas eat empanadas?
I love empanadas. No, my kids, though. They Puerto Rican. They
I don't
eat
know if I've ever seen an empanada at a cookout.
Finally acknowledging his Latin heritage.
I don't know if I've seen those at a cookout.
He knows when to be Dominican.
Can they make it's empanadas on a grill?
Puerto Rican.
No, they can't make them on a grill.
Well, then, yeah.
He thought about it.
Deep fryer.
Like all right, now, Robin Roberts, and you can also bake those, by the way, because I've made baked empanadas at home. Robin Roberts has signed a movie deal with Lifetime, so she's going to be doing that. The first project is going to focus on Mahalia Jackson, gospel singer and activist, and the next story is going to be the real-life story of Alexis Manigo, who was abducted at birth from a Florida hospital. So each will include a movie and a documentary that she's going to produce. It's going to be under the banner of Robin Roberts Presents.
You know, I love that kind of action. I love that executive producer. And creating film television action. So salute to Robin Roberts.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me. All right. Roseanne has apologized.
Mayonnaise ice cream.
To Valerie Jarrett for that offensive tweet where she compared it to Planet of the Apes. Here's what she had to say with Sean Hannity.
I'm so sorry that you thought I was racist and that you thought that my tweet was racist because it wasn't. It was political. And I'm sorry for the misunderstanding that caused my ill-worded tweet. I never meant to hurt anybody or say anything negative about an entire race of people, which I think 30 years of my work can attest to. And plus, I tell her she's got to get a new haircut. I mean, seriously.
Was that supposed to be a joke at the end?
I
can't throw
so.
A joke in there after you do an
apology.
Well, definitely not a sincere apology.
I was with it until she said that. Now you got to sit down, eat this bowl of mayonnaise ice cream.
And she swears you don't know Valerie Jarrett is black. And that's her whole defense in the situation when she tweeted out Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. Valerie Jarrett. All right, Kanye West said he's no longer taking advice for the rest of his life. He tweeted this out. He said,
was he ever taking advice?
Somebody told him to tweet that.
Somebody advised that?
Somebody advised him to send that tweet out.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a great idea, but, so what's Kim Kardashian going to do? If she wants to give her husband some advice.
No, maybe he meant a specific type of advice, like career advice, business advice. You know what I mean?
Well, I would advise that he put that in there then.
Very true. You got to be specific. You're right.
About what advice he specifically
You
got to
be
taking.
Specific like the ocean.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report on a Friday.
That's right. It's a Friday, and let's get to the People's Choice Mix. Let me know what you're going to hear, 800-585-105, when we throw it back on a Friday. So if there's something you want to hear, let me know.
Oh, are you going to play J-Rock Win?
No, we throw it back, E. I said throw it back. That means older.
Envy ready to throw it back.
Okay, Envy, throw it back.
Go ahead, Envy.
My goodness. Revolt, we'll see
Watch
you guys.
Watch this older Chase guy flourish. Throw it back.
Revolt, we'll see
throw
you on
back
Monday.
Out. Throw it back out trying to do the End My Feelings challenge. That's what happens when you're over 40.
Are you love me?
What though? Can you play? You I know what I want to hear today for a throwback. Color Me Bad. I want to sex you up after watching that.
After watching them fight?
On stage.
Yep.
We got to throw that back.
Since you mentioned Color Me Bad, let me go do my push-ups. All right?
You know what I mean? You want to have that fat neck?
When you seen that push.
Only thing bad about them nowadays is their shape.
Oh, my goodness. All right. People's Choice mixes up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends. Or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.